Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday it had shot down six Russian Kinzhal missiles in a single night, thwarting a weapon Moscow touted as the next-generation hypersonic missile that was all but unstoppable. It was the first time Ukraine had claimed to have struck an entire volley of multiple Kinzhal missiles, and if confirmed, would be a demonstration of the effectiveness of Kyiv's newly deployed Western air defenses. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the number of people who fled from Sudan to Chad has doubled to 55,000 in the last week, and many are women and children. Henry Wilkins spoke to Sudanese refugees who just arrived at the newly created camp in Barada, Chad.
To reach the site of a camp housing the new arrivals, VOA flew from the capital, N'Djamena, and then drove 4 hours to the remote town of Barada on the Chad-Sudan border. Here, a settlement that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. Refugee Khadija Abeb Abdul Rahman told VOA how it is she arrived at Barada. She said the small bundle she is carrying on her head is all she was able to bring with her. She is in need of food and security. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Barada, Chad.
Seven children remain hospitalized with serious injuries after a truck hit the rear of a school bus on the outskirts of Melbourne in southeast Australia. Police say the bus was carrying as many as 45 children when it struck an intersection and overturned. A Royal Children's Hospital Melbourne official says one of the seven children was in intensive care. The official said injuries include complete and partial arm amputations, suspected spinal injuries, and deep lacerations. This is VOA News. The number of U.S.-bound migrants who crossed the dangerous jungle separating Panama and Colombia could rise to a record this year, according to a senior U.N. refugee official. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Kelly Clements is the United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees. Her agency has been tracking migrants headed north through the crossing known as the Darien Gap. Government data from Panama show the number of Darien crossings increased sixfold during the first 4 months of this year. The numbers have tapered recently, but Clements told Reuters this week the crises propelling the migration haven't let up.
There are still situations of violence, of persecution.
The forecast comes after Washington last week rolled out new regulations at the U.S.-Mexico border meant to deter illegal border crossings.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Lawmakers of both U.S. political parties are bickering over who is to blame for the debt ceiling standoff, while Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns of what will happen if they cannot reach a deal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Whose fault is it?
The only group of people in Washington threatening a default are House Republicans.
The Republicans are the only ones who've raised the debt limit.
Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy traded barbs not long after Yellen told a bankers' conference a default would be a catastrophe.
The U.S. economy hangs in the balance.
With the Treasury unable to pay the nation's bills as soon as June 1st if Congress cannot reach an agreement.
There's no time to waste.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Namibia's Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday the government must recognize the unions of same-sex couples who married in countries where it was legal for them to do so, even though same-sex marriage remains illegal in Namibia itself. The ruling, which drew mixed reactions in the socially conservative country, was in sharp contrast to developments in Uganda, where one of the world's most draconian anti-LGBT laws is expected to come into force imminently. Meanwhile, a UN report released on Tuesday warns the next few years are critical, saying the world must halve single-use plastics and slash throwaway consumption to stem the tide of environmental pollution. The report by the United Nations Environmental Program comes out 2 weeks before negotiators from nearly 200 countries meet in Paris for a new round of negotiations aimed at reaching a legal agreement next year to end plastic pollution. I'm Joe Ramsey.